This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. Grounded in the truthfulness of Holy Scripture, entrusted with the gospel. Get more information at teds.edu. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with Jen Wilkin, Derek Rishmawi, and J.D. Greer on the advice they give dating couples based on their own experience and years of mentoring single people in their churches.
Well, God has given all three of us oversight over a lot of people that are in the dating stage. I know, Derek, you have a college and young professional ministry, and Jen, you minister to several hundred women each week, many of whom I would assume are single. So what is the best piece of advice, if you were speaking to a dating couple, what's the best piece of advice that you would give to them?
All right. I don't have a lot. I have one general piece when you know, sometimes college students or younger people come and ask you, Derek, how do you have a Christian relationship? How do you do this right? And, you know, do I have a Bible study? Guys, like, I got a 10-point sermon series for her laid out, and like, no, slow down. But the one thing that I have seen over the last few years is kind of like the key marker of a healthy Christian relationship is just, are you guys in the church? Like, your biggest job in this dating relationship, aside from just general male-female relations, is encouraging the other person to be in the church, plugged in, butt in the pew, listening to preaching, in godly relationships with other people, of, you know, getting mentored. You want them regularly hearing the gospel, regularly receiving the supper, regularly in accountable community, regularly having older people who can speak into their lives. Right. So really, the relationships I've seen go off the rails, one of the early signs is, where have they been the last few weeks? Last few months. And they just kind of shotgunned it over here. I couldn't predict
They don't
that.
Have the character to be consistent in a community. You know, I mean, it kind of doesn't bode well, I guess.
And the not being in community, it worsens the character issue.
Right.
So it's way easier to turn the relationship into an idol. And that's actually, people think, okay, the greatest danger is, you know, sexual immorality or kind of messing up in these things. No, the greatest danger is turning the other person or the relationship into an idolatry. And when that happens, everything else follows. When that gets off the rails. And so being in godly community, hearing the word, accountability, that's kind of my main thing is so...
Right. Preferably, they're in church before you start dating. Because opposed to the, I'll go for you or that kind of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, that's good. That's good. Jim, what about you?
Well, I think among the women, what I hear a lot is, you know, do I need to kind of tone myself down? Like, there's this sense of there's a certain way I'm supposed to be around a guy that I'm dating because when I'm his wife, I'm going to be that way. And I always ask them to just be sure that he is a person who is celebrating their strengths, who doesn't feel threatened by their strengths. Because just a lot of times the whole idea, we talk about leadership and male headship a lot in the church, but the way that we think about leadership too often is this really sort of low-level understanding that it is a strong person leading a weaker person. And that's certainly not a model for a healthy marriage. And so I always tell women, just be aware that your strengths matter for your marriage, and he should be someone who celebrates the things that are strong about you, doesn't feel threatened by them, and wants you to flourish in the things that you are good at, and wants to gently help you in the areas that are weaknesses for you. And I would say vice versa for her as well, looking at what he's the relationship.
You think of like... Christian leadership is servant leadership.
Yes.
And servant leadership means I get behind you to help you become or, you know, be all these things in your giftings that you could be.
Right. You should never have to dumb yourself down to be appealing to a spouse. That seems like a bad recipe for dating.
That's good. Yeah. Well, mine was going to be to dress like Derek if you're a guy, because clearly. But, you know, I think one of the things that I recall and Scripture teaches us is that beauty and physical attraction can be intoxicating. And that's one of the reasons God gave us the church, was we have to have friends who can look in and help us see character. There is nothing worse than deceiving yourself about the person that you're with and then getting in marriage and realizing they're not. Because what we do is we end up projecting onto this person everything we want them to be.
Right.
And, you know, Proverbs says it's like a gold ring in a pig snout. That's a beautiful woman without character. Mm-hmm. And you can say the same thing for a guy, that you want friends to be able to say to you, hey, this is not, we're not seeing the consistency here. Right. You know, because, it, and then they start, you also, I mean, I remember how I was on my best behavior during my dating stage. And I managed to keep all my flaws hidden. That because it, there's work. It was.
Full-time job.
I mean, I was pretty awesome at it. But it was this intoxicating effect. It's like, even going back to what you said about church, the amount of people I see in our church who start to go to church when they start to date one of the people in our church.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's not going to end well. I mean, maybe God will do an awesome work, but it's probably not.
Right.
No, yeah, that's a thing. It just the character. Actually, this is one of those things where people who rush through their dating relationship or people who rush to the altar, I've seen all kinds work out, but there is something to be said for actually seeing them through various stages and having the kind of relationship where you can see, it takes work to hide that long, right? So,
I'm awesome on paper. Yeah, you just let me see.
Anybody can cover anything for 3 months. So yeah, a little bit longer than that.
A little bit longer than that. How does he react to conflict?
That's a great point.
Well, and who's known him for more than 3 months? That's the whole community piece.
Exactly.
You need more context than just what your eyes are telling you and how he treated you on the date are telling you.
So. Yeah.
That's good. So, what do you, Jim? What do you see when you've got a girl who isn't with what is called a spiritual leader? Like, how do you see, I'm sure you've seen that go badly before.
Yeah, I mean, it depends a lot on the relationship, what spiritual leader looks like, too. Mm. You know, I mean, I think we think it means that he's the one who leads everyone in prayer and leads them in devotions every day. We have very narrow understanding of what that could look like. And so I think my bigger concern is just that we would allow for individual strengths and weaknesses, and that as long as she is, you know, concerned that he be the person whom she's looking, it could be lots of times women marry men who are less spiritually mature than they are. We all marry someone who's in process. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we have to be terrified of that, but it's good to be aware of it and then figure out, well, how can I orient myself with him in such a way that he is not shut down by where I am, but that he is feeling encouraged and being pushed towards what's next for him spiritually. So I think leadership, again, it doesn't have to mean that he's more, I mean, maybe that's great if he is more spiritually mature, but I just don't think the process is that cut and dried. And too many women walk away from a relationship thinking, well, he's never going to be more than he is today. And Lord willing, if the scriptures are telling us the truth, we will all be more than we are today by the grace of God. And so, you know, we can trust that.
Well, last thing I'll say here, unless one of you guys got something else, is I just consistently try to tell people in our church to delay and diminish the physical component of their relationship. We say, instead of ASAP, ALAP, as long as possible. Yeah. Without getting into the issue of what's appropriate, we all know there are things that are clearly inappropriate when the sexual drive has been engaged. But even just, you know, the things that go into physical, they just intoxicate and they blind and they corrupt. You know, it's got to be in the right place at the right time.
I think clearly. Yeah, you know, 1,000 amens from a college pastor just coming up.
Martin Luther said, if your head is made of butter, stay away from the fire.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org.